James Wood hasn't slept much since Malaysian officials contacted him and his family 4 days ago.
I can feel my body getting tired, and I can feel my mind getting tired. But at the same time, you know, on the other end of the world, there are people searching, and they're putting all their effort and emotion into looking. So, you know, I'm going to pray for them as they're searching, as they're doing what they can to help us on this side of the world.
While airline investigators search for clues to what happened to the Malaysian plane, Wood and his family have been desperate for news and inundated with media requests to share their story.
You know, we're still coping with the shock and the suddenness of the whole situation, just like every family is right now. And we are relying on friends, a family, church family.
The flight from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing was only supposed to be 6 hours, but 2 hours after takeoff, the plane disappeared, and along with it, 50-year-old Philip Wood, a father of two sons.
We all understand the stages of grief when you look at it intellectually, but when you go through it personally, it doesn't quite process the way you think it's going to process. So I know that right now what I'm doing is, frankly, I'm doing a job for my parents by helping them, and when that job's done, I know I'm going to have to deal with some of that grief.
He says until now, he didn't really know what it was like to have a loved one there one day and then gone the next. His oldest brother was in Texas just a week ago, and now nobody knows if he'll ever be back. Dua Hli, Sai Kow Tao, KERA News.